This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And you're listening to Love Keras, which is a show where I get to meet and greet some amazing therapists, healers, and different kind of specialists around Taranaki, where I've been blessed to communicate with, chat with, work with, meet, and this is my way of introducing them to you and hopefully form some alliance in the future. This week, I am talking with the amazing Rachel Jurgens. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Now, we've known each other for a little while.
Yes, definitely. A few years now.
And I've connected with you through the spiritual markets.
Yes, you have.
Yes. So for those who don't know me, I'm the author and artist of A Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle. This is a deck of cards that was delivered to me by spirit when I was going through a pretty bad time in my life. And they helped me, my spirit guides helped me observe and take note of what was going on. And it seemed to help the emotional traumas dissipate. Now, this is what I do when I work at spiritual fairs and markets around the area. And Rachel has been amazing, along with Maggie as well. Rachel, yep. And Maggie, they've been amazing. They've set up a monthly spiritual and craft market, yep. And you're based in Stratford, yeah?
Yes, we're based at the AMP Showgrounds in the Skinner Hall. So it's nice. It's a two-day market, Saturday or Sunday. So we've got heaps of people there. It's warm, so it doesn't matter about the weather. And the energy is just high.
Isn't it, Jess?
It is. I look forward to it every month.
Me too. As a solo entrepreneur, yep. is the word. It's actually a good way to connect with other people as well. And you don't feel so alone in this kind of job, eh?
No, it's actually been really good because a lot of our vendors are, you know, soul artists or soul, you know, services, and we've all come together like a big family. So
yeah.
It's just, and ones that have been so quiet when I first met them, and it's like, no, they're a hard case. We all laugh. We just have a ball, and the customers that come in can see that.
Yeah.
And they leave with a smile on their face, and
absolutely.
That's the best thing.
And there's such a family atmosphere as well, because
yep.
I'm a solo mum as well. And unless I can bring my son along with me to these places, I don't get to work. And if I am with a client doing a reading or doing a massage, I am so blessed, and I know that he's perfectly safe because everybody just takes on the role of auntie or uncle and
yep.
just keeps an eye on them.
Yep, no, Riker's one that will come and visit all of us and come and see how we're going and always looking out for what everyone's doing. I think he spends more time looking after our stalls than he does his own.
Yes, he's got his own little stall.
Yep. So, but no, it's great having the kids there. They bring their own individual energy and it's just lovely.
Yeah, and you've even got a little setup for the kids as well, haven't you?
Yep, I've got a colouring in corner by the kitchen. So when the parents have a cup of tea, they can go and colour in the different pictures. And later on, probably closer to Christmas, we're going to bring some of our small concrete bits in for the kids to be able to paint and take home with them.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that we've got an environment for the kids as well. It's
yes.
not just for the adults, it's for everybody.
Absolutely. There's a lot of families like, oh, I want to do this, but I've got my children with me. So, oh, but you don't have to miss out.
No. No, not at all. We all sort of keep an eye on everything, and if we saw a kid running out on their own, we'd probably go straight after them, go, where's mum?
Yes.
You know, so, yes. No, they're perfectly safe, so.
I love that about this as well. Mm.
Oh, so this weekend, I'm looking forward to catching up with you all again. Yay.
Yes, I need the energy.
But you guys used to have a shop as well, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We used to have Mags & Co. Magical Creations in Waitara. But that journey ended a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted something that would bring everybody together and support each other. We might all have individual businesses, but we work as a collective to be able to put what we've got out for everybody.
Absolutely.
So we support each other. It's like a big family.
Absolutely.
Like you said, and we're there to look after each other. We're like friends. They're close, you know, we talk even outside the markets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you see them in the street and you get cuddles, and it's like we've known each other forever.
And I love the way that we collaborate with other market organisers as well. Like a few weeks ago, there was Brigitte in Inglewood.
Yeah, at the Wellness Market. Yeah. That was absolutely, first time I've been gone to them, and I absolutely loved it.
Oh, it's cool, eh?
Yeah, no. And I can't wait for the next one.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, collaboration is what it's all about. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah,
you know, the show might be called Love Caris, but as far as I'm concerned, it's about sharing the love.
Yeah.
Because we might connect, but there's somebody out there listening to, who's this then? Oh, I'd love to connect with that lady. And
exactly.
How is the best way to connect with you?
With me, we've probably through our Facebook page, Earthly Sensations Taranaki, or come and see us on the weekend. We have a stall as well, so we organise it and also sell. But if you just want to come and catch up for a cup of tea and have a chat, you're more than welcome.
Yay.
Yeah.
She makes good coffee.
Zed makes good coffee.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, and what I'll do as well is I'll ask, on my Love Caris page on Facebook, I will make sure to tag you guys and link your pages. So if anybody wants to connect and they can't find you, come and have a look at my Facebook page, and all the details will be there as soon as I possibly can.
No worries, thank you.
Excellent. Hey, I think it's about time for some music. What do you reckon?
I reckon so.
And what's the first song that you're going to choose today, Rachel?
The first song I am choosing today is by Creed with Arms Wide Open.
Oh.
And it's one of the songs I've loved for years and years and years. And it's about family. It's about a father and finding out that he's going to have a son. But it's all about the love and the family and the support you give to each other. That's what I believe our markets are all about.
We are family. Excellent. Thank you, Rachel. Enjoy.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face. With arms wide open under the sunlight, welcome to we're standing on, we've created life.
I love that song.
Yeah, it reminds me of my daughter when I was pregnant with my daughter, so
yeah,
something
yeah.
special to me.
It is a very special song, and I'm sure all of us can relate as well to the feeling of having a special little someone brought into your life.
Yeah.
Sometimes by surprise.
she was the planned one. My son was a surprise.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I was, I had him just before my 17th birthday.
Okay.
And I had great support. And then I had my daughter, oh, I think there's 4 years between them. And I was married by that stage, and then the separation, and a lot of struggles up and down, and I found my life going up, down, good times, bad times. I can't say my marriage was bad, but it just wasn't right.
Yeah.
And a lot of hard times for the kids too, having to go through that with me. But we stuck together and we got through that, and as they grew, I
So did you.
Yeah, so did I. I grew up with my children. Which is actually really great because I've got a great relationship with both of them.
Yeah.
And my grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know where that was going.
It does not.
But it's just, you know, life is up and down, and, you know, there's hard times and good times, and just about finding our way. It's all about the journey.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And when you find your journey, some people, you know, turn to the spiritual side of life to help them through that as well.
Yeah. I probably didn't find the spiritual side till I moved up to Taranaki.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably, I'd been up here probably a good 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And I ran into Maggie, who originally had Mags and Co.
Yeah.
After another terrible relationship, might I add. So I was going in a down period. And I'd called in there because I've helped bring up her grandchildren.
Okay.
My stepkids.
Yeah.
And I'd called in there, and one of the girls in there that she had working with her, I was pulled to her.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I'd never had that sort of, you know, being pulled to somebody, the stranger.
Yeah.
And that, so I kept finding reasons to go back. And, yeah, and that's where my spiritual journey started.
Yeah.
But everything in my life had slowly brought me to that point.
Hindsight is amazing, eh?
Oh, yeah, definitely is. So, and Puri Puri was the one that started teaching me about the spirituality and helping me grow with it and opening the doors for me.
Yeah.
So the energy was absolutely amazing. But it's really... I've learned that, you know, people come and go into your life for a reason. And they might be there for a short time and then they might go. And I think even with all my relationships, friendships, partners, whatever, they've all been there for a reason, and it has brought me to where I am now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And spirituality is often quite a silent, special inside job.
Yes.
You don't have to be loud and proud.
I am a private. I'm open, but I'm private. I do with my card readings and that sort of stuff, but I do it for friends and family only.
Yeah.
And for myself. But then I find people come and talk to me, and they'll give me their life story.
Yeah.
And I can relate to them because I have been through similar struggles. And we just talk, and it's like they're looking at me as if saying, you know, where did all this come from? But, you know, and I think that's what I'm there for.
Yeah.
I'm not there to say this is what's going to happen for you, or this is, you know. It's to give them some comfort and
confirmation that all is
going to be okay. Yeah. And they're on the right track and they've got to believe in themselves.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter how hard it is.
The thing is, when you know, I liken it to falling down a deep hole.
Yeah.
Like anxiety or depression, more so depression is, it's everywhere, everybody, especially over the last 5 years or so. Depression is like fear of living in the past. And when you fall down that hole, sometimes you just need somebody to hold out a hand and listen.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Here I am. I'm ready to give you a hand, helping hand up whenever you're ready.
Yep, exactly.
I love that.
That's probably where my spirituality side of it goes.
But you've got your creative side as well.
Yes.
So how did you get into your making your concrete ornaments and...
Well, blame Maggie for this one. I was helping out at the shop. I'd been volunteering there for a while. And it was coming up to Christmas and we'd been selling everything out and we needed more stock. And I'd already got some concrete that we weren't going to sell. There's something wrong with them, or, you know, slightly saying. I said, I'm taking these home to practice on over Christmas. I'm not, you know, but no, it was all hands on. Well, it just comes.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. You can picture what you want in your head and it just comes out. I've got no art training other than kindergarten.
Yeah.
And it just all flows. And, I can't explain where it comes from, my guides, obviously.
Yeah.
You just got to be open, but it's not something I ever thought I'd do. My background's business.
It's amazing, though, how our inner child finds a way to come and play.
It is.
And we're introduced to the people that we need to be introduced to allow that to happen.
Yes. It was a very big healing time for me.
Yeah.
Going into the shop and bringing my spirituality out, it was something I really personally needed.
Yeah.
Even my mother rang up and spoke to Puri Puri and said, thank you for giving me my daughter back.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, I love that.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd say it saved me. It's brought me to where I needed to be.
And then you added other things. So all the crystals, all the dream catchers.
Yes, the first time I made a dream catcher was for my granddaughter and I swore I was never making another one. Hundreds later, that's another one. I woke up and I'd have this picture in my head of the colours and how I was going to do it.
Yeah.
The amount of times I burnt the webs, because you've got to seal the webs off.
Yes.
And the flame would just catch it and the whole web would go,
phew. Oh, no.
And it's like, you just look at it and you go, and then you start again. but then I found I'd be drawn into other things. So my favourite is the gem trees.
Yes.
I love them. Not one is the same.
Yeah.
I can follow a pattern and it's still never the same.
Well, yeah.
And I believe it's... And I love the meaning of it because it's about the roots are about your ancestors and then the trees are about your family and, you know, your parents and all the roots into it. And it's about how it's all together as one.
Yeah.
And I just absolutely love it. And it just, and the individuality of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love it.
But it's not work when you do something you love doing.
No. It's not work. I actually sit in front of the TV and I'll sit there and make them and I'm not even taking a lot of notice of what I'm doing.
Completely unconscious.
Yep. And it just all comes together. And the bases, I don't pick a base out until I've had the tree and I've got all the different bases, the different crystals. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'll pick one up and I might not have the right base, so that one sits there until I do have the right base.
Yeah.
It all clicks together.
It does,
Yeah. And I can't probably explain how I actually make them, but, yeah, it just seems natural. It's weird because I was never this person, but I was told I was going to be this person. When I think this is another story. When I was 16, we were in Sydney, yeah. And I got my palm read. And at the time I was studying, I was studying accountancy. And went to this thing and they scanned my palm and printed off this report. And it said to stay away from business, from dog-eat-dog business world, you know.
Yeah.
I should be a teacher or a nurse or an artist or something like that. And I'd go, oh, nah. And it said I'd get into spirituality later in life. And I'd go, nah. Yeah. I still got that piece of paper somewhere. And I read it probably about 10 years ago. And I'm going, oh, my God, how did they know back then?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but.
And the thing is, and you know, not so long ago, and even now,
yeah.
People, you go to school to get a job,
yeah.
To work for somebody else because, oh, how dare you be self employed? How dare you manage your own time?
I know. I think being self employed is actually harder.
It is totally harder.
Because you've got to be self disciplined.
Yeah.
And you're the one responsible. If you don't do it, no one else is going to do it for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So.
And I think that's why a lot of people struggle with the thought of self-employment, yeah. Because you go to work. Let's say you work in an office or a factory, and the boss says, "Right, these are jobs for your day. You've got to do this, that, and the other." And you know, as long as you sit down and do those, this, that, and the other, you can go home at the end of the night and not have to worry about work again.
Yep.
With us, 24/7.
Yes, the phone calls I get from customers or even vendors.
Yeah.
You know, they'll text me at 8:30 or 9:00, which is fine by me. If I'm up, I'll answer you. If I'm not or if I'm busy, you'll just have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you're constantly, okay, I'll just do on your phone and it start with. You don't, yeah, you sort of always got something going on in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
And that, but I enjoy it.
I've been a self-employed for 20 years all up now. Yep. Well, probably 25, because I started my first business when I first came to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I actually, when I went back to Wales, I tried getting a normal job. It was the worst 10 minutes of my life.
I don't think I could do it now.
Okay, it was 6 months. I did give it a good go.
I think I'm too stuck in my ways.
Yeah.
I like
and to also think, you know your worst.
Yes. Yes. I enjoy what I do. And even through the hard times, it's okay.
Absolutely.
And I've been there for the kids.
Yeah. I mean, I know for myself, right, being a single mum, I know we've already said that, but being a single mum, if I wasn't working for myself, if I had a regular J-O-B, which to me is just over broke, you're not paid your worth.
No.
You spend your time, you're living. If your child is sick from school, I couldn't just leave my job and go and pick him up. I couldn't spend a week at home helping him allowing him to recover. Oh. And so, you know, it's crazy that that having a job, all right, you've got a regular income coming in, but yeah.
I've done both sides. When my children were young, I worked full time. And yep, they'd juggle, if they're sick, we'd juggle them from one friend to another.
Yeah.
And I missed out on so much with them by doing the right thing.
Yes.
And then with Richard, my partner, I've helped bring his kids up and now bringing his nephew up. And I've been there.
Yeah.
I can be there after school. If they're sick, I can be there. I can still work.
Yeah.
But I'm there.
Yeah.
And it's a totally different. I think we live in a world where we're expected to do everything.
Yeah.
But we can't do everything.
Unless we do it the way we are doing it
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
It's all of roundabouts and swings, eh?
Yeah. We can't please everybody.
Yeah.
But you do what's right for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. And with that, we will choose another song. So now we're going to listen to, this is an old favourite of mine. This brings my teenage years. And it's interesting how the songs that we choose, they are very relevant to the conversation that we have.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So this song is Whitesnake. Here we go again. My teenage years coming back to haunt me in a good way.
Yep, definitely.
So, yeah, you're listening to Love Keres on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And I'm chatting with Rachel Juergens. And here is the time that we're going to get our cards out and do a little collective reading for everybody. Are you on a play, Rach?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. So, I'm going to be using my cards, which are called Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle, and they connect with your inner being. So I'm just going to throw a word out to my angels, my guides, Frank. So my guide is called Frank. He's introduced himself to me recently, and when he speaks, he's very blunt and straight to the point. No messing around with this one. So, yeah, take it as it comes, and if it resonates, great. If it doesn't, well, let it go, because it's not meant for you. Oh, and there's one sliding out straight away. Is there any more going to come out? Is there anything else to go with that one? We'll just open that one up. Back to basics. So this card is asking you... So, in the stressful moments and you're feeling too much of an overwhelm, just remember that you can only do what you can with what you've got, okay? You can't literally, they're giving me the saying, make a silk purse out of a pig's ear. Or you can't put lipstick on a pig and call it...
a beauty queen?
Yeah, that's a good one. They didn't fill the end up for that one.
Sorry.
Yeah, so just do the best you can with what you got. And that means going back to basics and literally thinking, these are all the things I have on hand. How can I get what I need out of what I've got? Let's see if I've got anything else to go with that one. Okay, so the cards are on the table as the second cards that came out. And it's confirming that for me, okay? Everything that you need is already in your possession. You might not see it straight away, but just think outside the box, they're asking me. Just look outside the box and figure out where those bits go in. It's like when you open up a jigsaw puzzle, it's very overwhelming. All you can see these little bits and pieces. And when you take your time to sort out the edges, and then you find the corners, and you start there. Once you've got the outside framed, well, then you look for the coloured pieces, which might match together. Or you look for the bit that looks like a tree or whatever, okay? So, yeah, take what you have right now. Find the puzzle pieces, find the corners, find the edges, and start from there. Everything else will fall into place. I hope that makes sense for you.
Definitely. Love those cards.
Right, so, Rach, what deck of cards have you got today?
I've got Diana Cooper's Archangel Animals Oracle cards.
Yep.
These were a pack when we had the shop, and I'd actually bought them to sell in the shop, yeah. And I wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
They were jumping out at me.
Oh, they wanted to come home.
They wanted to come home. So I thought I'd be cheeky and try and give them to Maggie, and she just cracked up laughing at me and goes, no, these are yours. But they have been absolutely brilliant. Heck, I love working with cards with animals.
Beautiful artwork.
Yes, they are. So I'm just giving them a good shuffle at the moment. Oh, here we go. Or two have popped out. So I hope these resonate for you guys. So I've got the dolphin. Live joyfully in the present. So enjoy what's around you. You know, look at the joy. Don't look at the negative.
Yeah.
You've got to... If you're feeling down and you're in a negative mood, you really need to look and find something good.
Yeah.
There's always something positive in any situation. And the other one is the monkey. Experience all that life has to offer. Same thing.
Mm.
You need to really have a good look. Look around. And, yeah, there's signs around you all the time. There's something good. It could be a new person. It could be a shiny stone you see on the ground. There's something there that will make you smile. You just have to recognise it. It's not all bad. So keep those chins up and you look for them. Even a falling star might be the sign you need.
I love that, and that is perfect, because that's exactly the way that I work as well. There's no point in focusing on the negative of life, because whatever you focus on is what you're going to attract into your life.
Yep.
That's just manifestation. That's magnetism. That's the way energy works.
Yep.
So I got another song in my head now. Always look on the bright side of life. You can whistle.
I can't whistle.
And then the monkey is about playing the game, bringing your inner child out and allowing those games.
Yeah, you've got to experience the happiness. Sometimes just doing the most silliest things. Like if the kids are out there skipping rope and you're thinking, you know, oh, I'd done that when I was little. Go out and give it a go.
Absolutely.
You know, hop on the kid's bike and go for a ride. You might look absolutely stupid, but you'll end up laughing.
Yeah, man. And that's what it's all about,
exactly.
Isn't it?
You've got to have fun.
Raising those vibrations.
Yeah, bring that inner child out. There's a reason, you know, the reason that there's things there that are in front of you. You need to be able to let go. You don't have to be the perfect person all the time.
Absolutely. And it's also the thing about appreciating what you do have. Very similar to the cards that came out for me.
Yeah.
It's taking what you have, appreciating with so much gratitude. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't need the latest of everything.
God, no.
You know, be more happy. What would you rather have? The latest stuff and be stressed out of your eyeballs because you've got to find the money to pay for it?
Yeah.
Or just have something that does the same job, might be a little bit slower, but you don't have to pay. You're not stressed out about money for it. Enjoy what you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As you know, I've reclaimed my life. I've totally... Just a year, not even a year and a half ago. Yeah, it was about a year and a half ago. I came back to New Zealand with a suitcase full of clothes for me and my boy.
Yep.
And less than $1,000 in my pocket. And I've just been so appreciative of everything that the universe has provided from start to finish.
Yep.
And it's I mean, some people think that I need to put my hand out, and they're right. I put my hand out for every single gift that the universe provides. Yep. And I say, thank you. Even if it's a child picking a flower out of the garden and giving it to you, I'm so blessed.
Yeah, I think that's one of the greatest things. I've been at football with my nephew, and this little girl, they hadn't met her before, just comes along, picked up a little daisy, and she gave me a smile and bought me a flower. She gave one to her mother and her sister, and I was included in on it.
Mm.
And it just makes your heart just, you know.
It really does. Yeah. It really does. Just even if you can find the tiniest amount of gratitude, say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. You've got to be grateful for what you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't expect the best of everything. Whatever you get, you're grateful for.
But I've also got to tell you a little story about the power of manifestation as well. Okay, so I came back to New Zealand again, like I've just mentioned, right? I got loaned a car, which I was so appreciative of, okay? But I got problems with my eyes these days. I can't see to drive at night. All I see is stars, and that's kind of dangerous.
Very.
So also I wanted to go camping, and it's really difficult to put a tent up on your own.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. So I was thinking, you know what? I'd like a little van.
Yeah.
I'd love a little van. A camper van would be great, but something I can use as a day-to-day vehicle, but also be able to go camping with my boy, okay? Yep.
Throw a mattress in the back, you'll be right.
Yeah, perfect, right?
Yep.
So this is where I started. I drew a picture of a camper van, and I drew my children and myself in the vehicle. I had that as my screensaver.
Yep.
Okay? Next minute, I went to a garage sale and there was a biscuit tin of a camper van. I had to buy that biscuit tin. It cost me a whole dollar. I had to buy that biscuit tin, okay?
Did you get the biscuits in there?
No, it was empty, but it was the tin that I wanted, yeah. So I came home and I put that biscuit tin on my windowsill. The one in the kitchen overlooking my driveway, okay?
Yeah.
And I had a little plant pot that looked like a tree and I found a heap of crystals and made them rocks.
Yeah.
And I even got a pizza cutter bike. Timo special, right? But it was a bicycle that I set this little scene up on my window, okay?
Yeah.
And every morning when I opened my curtains, I could see a camper van on my driveway.
Yeah.
And people would laugh and say, "Oh my God, that's so cute." And I'd say, "Yeah, man, it's coming."
Yeah.
Do you know, within 3 months, I had a camper van on my driveway. I literally had my camper van on my driveway. An old girl, she's 30 years old, so she's almost an antique these days. But do you know what? She's given my lease of life. Her name is Becky, by the way. I always name my vehicles, do you?
I can't repeat what I call mine. Yes, they all have names.
So it's given me my lease of life back. I can now drive again at night because I am no longer sitting at the same height of the majority of the cars.
Yep.
I'm above, okay? So I'm looking straight over those flashing lights instead of straight in my eyes.
Yeah.
That means my son and I are no longer stuck in the house once it gets dark. I can take him, like, to Scouts. I used to have my my friend, Paige, take him to Scouts and pick him up in the winter because I literally couldn't see to drive.
Yeah.
And we can go camping. I've got a blow-up mattress for the back of the van. And I've got one of those little tents that goes out the back.
Yep.
So we can stand up and get dressed and stretch out rather than try and, you know, all those things.
Yeah, no, that sounds so much fun. I think that I call it the old style camping because no one sort of does that anymore. It's all glamping, that's it. I grew up camping, you know, I would go on the back of Dad's truck with a canopy on, sitting there with no seat belts or anything. Yeah. And we had a ball.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't get that anymore. The kids don't get that experience. So I think that's absolutely neat that you can do that with your son.
Well, I love the fact that before we came back to New Zealand, we were homeschooling.
Yeah.
So quite often we would meet up with other homeschooling families in the middle of a field and take a tent. And all we had was a toilet and a tap.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, those kids would be adventuring and collaborating.
Yep.
Let's see what games we can make from a twig and a stone, you know?
Yeah.
Just natural resources. So I was so grateful that I was able to give my son that experience.
Yep.
And now we come back to New Zealand. It's just natural for him. He doesn't stress out if he hasn't got his iPad with him.
Yep.
As long as he's got the wilderness and some friends, he's happy as.
Yeah. No, well, that's like at the markets. He's on his scooter and, you know, he's off with the other kids at the A&P showgrounds because they got caravans and that there. So there's other kids floating around as well. And he's off.
Oh, he's in his own world, man. Yeah. He's absolutely in his own world.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nah, I love it. You've done well with them.
Oh, thank you very much. And yes, if it wasn't for a little help from my friends, life would be a lot different.
That's what we're all here for.
Absolutely.
I had a lot of help with my kids. Like I said earlier, I was young. I've got five. I say I've got five kids. I gave birth to two, but I've got five kids.
Yeah.
And like the oldest is 31, 32, and the youngest is 13.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it on my own. And that's what I want to bring for the markets. We can't do it on our own. We succeed together.
Yes. It's a team.
Yeah.
Definitely a team effort.
Yeah. No, I had friends. We had a set of bunks that go from house to house.
Yeah.
At one point of it, and we sort of both single mums, and depending what we needed.
Yeah.
And the other house had it, we'd just grab it and it'd go back and forth. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with asking for help.
No, indeed not.
Yeah.
So I hope that little reading and the little chat afterwards has hit a chord with somebody who needs to hear that today. You're never on your own.
No.
Please reach out, ask for help, and you'd be amazed how many arms open wide.
Yes.
Okay. And talking about that, let's put another bit of music on now. What are we going to listen to next?
Well, I can go right now, which is Bonnie Tyler. Turn Around.
Yay, Turn Around.
Yep.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. The best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Thank you. neglects of the heart.
And one from one Welsh voice to another, I love Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, I've always loved Bonnie Tyler and Meatloaf. Both of them together was my teenage songs growing up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're just wrapping up the end of today's show. And thank you so much again, Rachel. It's been so cool to chat with you. And
no, I love being on your show.
Yay. We'll have to do it again someday.
Definitely. And I look forward to seeing you on the weekend for the market.
Oh, I hope it's going to be a busy one.
It should be. I've got flags going up and, yeah, we're full with vendors and lots of people and yummy food and, I just can't wait.
So for anybody who doesn't know where to find us, okay, it's at the Midhurst side of Stratford. Okay, it's the turn in as if you go into the speedway.
Yep, Flint Road.
Flint Road, and you go over the tracks, the railway tracks, and it's your first driveway on your left.
Yes, and you'll see the flags. So I've got two big bright pink flags or purple flags out the front of Flint Road.
Yeah.
And then there should be a white sign on the lamppost just opposite the entrance with an arrow pointing to go in. And we're just right there. So you can't miss us, and quite often a lot of us are sitting out the front enjoying the sunshine while
we can. Absolutely. And yeah, there's plenty of vendors and plenty of parking as well.
Yes, definitely plenty of parking. Safe for the kids, you know, plenty of areas for the kids. It's just nice, relaxing, wheelchair access. So it ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, and there'll be somebody there with teas and coffees and light refreshments.
Yep, there should be, I'm just thinking what we've got. We've got cake, we're going to have savouries.
Yum.
I've got Jade coming in to look after the kitchen this time. It's going to be a lot of snack foods this time. Kylie's going to be doing it after this, but she heads to go up to Starship with her son.
Oh.
So we're stepping in and otherwise you get cheesecake and chocolate cake.
I tell you what, Riker was, so my son, he's got a few neuro-spicy attitude issues and he's very limited in his palate. So I can literally count on one hand the amount of foods that he will actually attempt to try or eat, okay? And the last time Kylie was on, she was serving cheeseburgers.
Well, they were yummy. I even had one.
Well, now, up to this point in time, right, girl, we don't eat cheeseburgers from McDonald's, okay?
Yep.
And he agreed that he would try a cheeseburger, and he not just only had one on the Saturday, he had one on the Sunday. Plus, I've had directions, is that the word?
Yep.
Which ones that Kylie brought, and he's actually eaten them at home as well.
That's good.
Not only chicken nuggets, not only pizza without cheese now, so tomato and bread. He will also eat the cheeseburgers because Kylie introduced them to him. And, it's amazing, you know, for somebody whose kids eat anything, it's like,
I know. Jordan was like that. I've got him trying everything from when he was 8 to eating chicken nuggets and, and potatoes and sausages.
Yeah.
To now we go out somewhere and he just tries the most random foods.
Yeah.
Doesn't always like it, but I give it to him. He tries it all.
And that's fair enough. Yeah. Not everybody likes everything.
No.
But it's trying it.
Yeah, you've got to try it and see.
Having the attitude of, if I don't like it, I don't have to eat it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always good to try something new.
It totally is. So we are going to leave it there now and carry on with the rest of our day because, oh my gosh, this week is just crazy for me and getting my bits and pieces ready for the fair on the weekend.
Yep, it's totally flat out this week. The week before the market is just a madhouse.
It totally is.
Yep.
So once again, thank you for coming on. And
thank you.
I'm looking forward to the next time we get to chat.
Definitely. And I look forward to seeing all the new faces at the market on the weekend.
Absolutely. Oh, and if you would like to get in touch with me, you can find me. I have a website, lovecaris.com. Now, bearing in mind, I'm really not technical-minded, so I am working on that, and I hope to have all my information up there as soon as. But I am better off using Facebook. So if you want to connect with me and talk to me, find me on Facebook, Love Keris. I've got beautiful orange wings as a logo, and you'll see my face on there as well. So, yeah, connect me through Facebook, and thank you so much for sharing the love on Love Keris. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.